Okay, and Shachar is at 8?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good morning, everybody. So today's daf is Menachos Daf Chav Gimel. I was told that you are holding out the two dots on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines into the page, which is exactly where I'm holding too, so that works out very nicely. It's a bit of a tough daf, so just a little bit of a... but, you know, it's Menachos, so they're all a little bit of a tough daf. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is the following. The first thing we're going to talk about is if you put oil on the kmitza of a Minchas Chote, the halacha is a Minchas Chote, doesn't get oil, but let's say you took the kmitza from the Minchas Chote and then you put some oil on it, so we're going to have machlokas whether that is kosher. So that is the first topic we're going to talk about. Then we're going to talk about if you squeeze some of the oil out of a kometz. The kometz of the carbon mincha has a mixture of flour and oil. You squeeze some of the oil out onto the etzim, can you still burn that kometz? Or do we say no, now the kometz doesn't have the right ratio of oil to flour because you squeezed some out? Or do we say that no, the oil that you squeeze out is on the very wood that you're going to burn the kometz, so it all combines to each other? So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from the world of Zvachim to clarify that issue. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to give different cases of ta'aroves, of mixtures of Karban Mincha. If you have the kometz of this Mincha mixes with the shirayim of another Mincha, if you have the kometz of this Mincha or two Minachos that you haven't yet taken a kometz from each other and they get mixed in with one another. Different cases of mixtures of Karbanos Mincha. And then the primary topic on today's daf, and the real challenging part of today's daf, is we're going to discuss the concept of bittul when it comes to min bimino. We've already discussed, and that's what this chart is about, that min bimino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you have two like kinds, they are not batel. But maybe it's more nuanced than that. It could be that what we determine is considered the same min versus a different min is not only based on its physical characteristics, it may be based on its halachic characteristics, and not only based on its halachic characteristics, bashar husham, as it is now, but based on its halachic potential. Meaning if you have one item that right now is different than the other item, but can become like it, if the passage of time or something happens to it, it has the potential to become halachically like it, so maybe that's more reason to consider it min bimino, and therefore a reason to say that there will not be bittul. If we're going to accept that premise, which is the teaching of Rabbi Chiya, so then we're going to have a machlokas within Rabbi Chiya. What do I look at? Do I look at the mivatel or the misbatel? Do I want to know whether the item that makes up the majority, which is going to be the mivatel, which is going to overwhelm the other, can become like the other? Or do I look at the misbatel, the item that makes up the minority, which is going to be overwhelmed, whether that can be like the mivatel? When determining whether it's going to become min bimino? And Amud Beis is basically going to be four rayos, whether we look at the mivatel or the misbatel, this machlokas within the shita of Rabbi Chiya. So that's what's on tap for today. So without further ado, let's get to it. Says the Gemara, two dots. Itmar, komitz minchas chote sheshimno, that let's say you take a komitz of a minchas chote and you put shemen on it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul, Reish Lakish Amar, Hu Atzma Meshachcha B'Shiari Alugum Aleihu. Rabbi Yochanan says, no good. Minchas Chote is not supposed to have any oil. If you put oil on it, you have ruined it. It is Pasul. Reish Lakish says, what are you talking about? Even Lechadchila, you're supposed to rub a little oil on it. We don't put a significant amount of oil, but if you have a vessel called the log that has a little bit of oil that adheres to the surface of the vessel because you've already used it to measure out oil for other karbanos, say you rub the kometz on that residual oil in the log, you're supposed to have a little bit of oil on it. So nothing wrong with doing that. And therefore, you certainly would be makterit. Aye, says the Gemara, but wait just a second. How can you tell me that you're supposed to put oil on it? Vaksiv lo yosim aleha shemen v'lo yitein aleha levona. Doesn't the pasuk say explicitly that when it comes to minchas chote, there are a number of minachos that we dafka don't want them to be nice menachos. We want them to be substandard, subpar, because we don't want a chote to come with a fancy schmancy mincha. So we want him to have a mincha that doesn't have oil. So the Torah says, lo yasmale shemen. You're not allowed to put oil on a minchas chote. So it says, no. Haushalo yikvala shemen kichavroseha. That just means that you're not supposed to have, as part of the procedure, to have a set amount of oil, like other karbonos mincha, where you have a set amount of oil. But to just schlep up a little bit of the oil that's in that's adhering to the surface of a kli, yeah, that's fine. That you are allowed to do even for a minchas chote. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Hu Atzmo Meshach Shecho B'Shiori Halug. Tosos Pirush Lug Shel Menachos Shenitosar. Where are you getting this oil from? Because you had a lug that measured out oil for a carbon mincha that for a different carbon mincha. Vim Tomer asked also that's not bepirkin Hashemen mi uto ma'akeves rubo. But wait just a second. How could there ever be leftover shemen from another carbon mincha? You're supposed to always use all of the shemen for the carbon mincha. There should never be anything left over. So says also Yeshlomo shlonit natorah lemalachei hashareis. V'yavshar shlo yeshar belug min hashemen. It's not possible. Shemen sticks to the surface of a kli. So if you have to measure out a log of shemen, there's no way you're going to use every last drop. The kli's not going to be clean. It's not going to be like, oh, it's not going to look like it just came out of the dishwasher when you have a log of shemen. So the Torah is not given to Malachi Ashari. So within reason, you use all of the oil, but there will always be a little bit left that you could take the Minchas Chote and rub it against. So that was challenge number one to the Shita of Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish says that not only is the Minchas still Minchas Chote is still kosher if you put some oil in it, but you're even supposed to. So challenge number one was, but doesn't the Pasuk say you're not allowed to? So the answer to that challenge was that you're not allowed to have a kavua amount of oil, but pull up whatever oil you have from that's left over, that's fine. Challenge number two to Reish Lakish. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chariv Shenesar V'Bibalul. Let's say you have a dry carbon mincha that gets mixed in with a carbon mincha that has oil mixed in with it. So Yakriv, you could be, the Chachamim say, the Tanakama says, you can be Makriv such a carbon mincha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo Yakriv. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot be Makriv such a carbon mincha. So my love, what are we talking about over here? My love, komets de minchas chote, the Arab komets de minchas nidava, meaning when we said a dry mincha with a moist mincha. So give names to it. What dry mincha? What's a moist mincha? So aren't we talking about the komets of a minchas chote, which is a dry mincha because it doesn't have any oil, gets mixed in with the komets of a minchas nedava, which is a moist mincha that does have oil? And Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot be makrovit. It passels it. And it's not only Rabbi Yehuda, even the Rabbanan, Rashi points out in Dibra Maskel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Liyakriv, Vafil Rabbanan lo amri yikrav elimishum da'olin ein mevatlin ze'ezeh. Even the Rabbanan that say that you can be makrovit, that's only because they hold that olin are not mevatel one another. Ve'echadi isay aminchas nedava shadinalei. Avalim nafal shemen bekomets duchote afil Rabbanan lo yakriv. Meaning if the Rabbanan only say you're allowed to be makriv because you have two valid karbanos mincha that are mixed with one another, and they say there is no bittel when you have two things that both belong on the mizbeach. So they're both considered as if they independently still exist, and that's why you're allowed to be makriv. But even the Rabbanan would say that if random oil goes on a kometz of a minchas chote, that's going to be pasul. So this is challenge number two to Reish Lakish, that we have this machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda about a combination of a dry mincha and a moist mincha, but everyone seems to agree that if it's just a dry mincha that oil was added to, that's a problem, that you're not allowed to use a dry mincha, you're not allowed to have oil added to a dry mincha. So that's kasha number two on Reish Lakish. So says Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding. It never said that we're talking about a minchas chote. It just said a dry mincha and a moist mincha that get mixed with one another. Now, dry and moist are relative terms. So, enochinami, minchas chote is perfectly dry. There is nothing on it. But there are other minachos that are a blila ava, that are a thick mixture, and there are some minachos that are blila raka, that there's so much oil that it becomes like a batter, like a pancake batter. So when we say dry with moist, it doesn't mean a minchas chote with a minchas nedava. Lo, minchas parim ve'elim be minchas kvasim. What we're talking about is a mincha of parim ve'elim, which is a drier carbon mincha, in that there's only one log of shemen for each yisaron of oil, for each yisaron of flour, rather, whereas minchas kvasim have three logan of shemen for each yisaron of flour. So that's what we mean when we talk about dry and moist. So says Gemara, but wait, vaha behedya katanila. But that we have explicitly in the very same brisa, where it says minchas parim ve'elim v'minchas kvasim v'cherv shenasarv b'balul yikrav Rabbi Yudomer lo yikrav. It says explicitly in that brisa two cases. Case number one is minchas parim ve'elim v'minchas kvasim, and case number two is charev shenasarv b'balul. So how can you tell me that charev shenasarv b'balul means parim and kvasim? It wouldn't say it as two separate cases. So says Gemara, yes, it would. Prusha kamafarishla. A lot of times a brisa will say something in somewhat of a vague way, and then we'll elaborate and we'll explain it. So the brisa says you have minchas parim mixed with minchas kvasim, and you might think, what difference does it make what type of animal is brought along with the mincha? Why would these minachos be any different? So the brisa elaborates by saying charev shenisarev bibalul, because one is drier and one is more moist, and you might think that that upsets the ratio of both karbanos mincha and the oil flour ratio of both karbanos mincha, and therefore it's no good. So that's why the brisa tells me that that's what the machlokas is about. So period, that's the end of the first discussion of our daf. So again, our discussion was, if you take a minchas chote and you add oil to it, is that problematic? So Reish Lakish says, not only not problematic, you're supposed to do that l'chadchila. And Rabbi Yochanan says, absolutely possible. We had two challenges against Reish Lakish. We've answered both challenges. Now topic number two. By Rava, komets shemitza shmano al gabei etzim mahu. Let's say you have a komets that has flour and oil, as it should on a regular carbon mincha, and instead of just burning the whole whatever you have in your hand, the whole kemitza on the fire, you first squeeze out some of the oil, and the oil goes on the wood where it's going to get burnt. So what's the din about burning the rest of it? Chiburi olin ka olin damu. Do we assume that that which connects to that which is going to be burnt, it's all considered like one unit, and therefore it's all fine? Olav ka'olin damu, or do we assume that it's not considered to be a single unit? If you look at Rashi, mahu miyavi chaser komets, do we assume that once you squeezed out some of the oil, so now the kemitza is less than a kemitza, right? Because the kemitza was oil and flour, and you squeezed some of the oil out, so now you have less than a kemitza. And if it's less than a kemitza, it's possible. Allah, or maybe not. Mi amrin al chibure olin, mashu mechaber hashemen lekometz, shechozer v'nosin hakometz al eitzim. The fact that they will be reunited, that the kometz is going to, the same eitzim that you squeeze the oil on, you're about to dump the whole kometz on. So the fact that the kometz and the oil are going to be reunited makes it like it's a single unit. Ka'olin damu, kilu it's as if that oil is still absorbed in the kometz and it's kosher. Alav kol and upasul, or maybe it's not like it's a single unit, and therefore it's going to be pasul. So that's the shaila. Amli Ravina Lervashi, lav haynu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Wait, doesn't this sound similar to machlokas we had in Maseches Zvachim? The itma, right? Zvachim and Menachos, and the old Shas comes in one volume. It's not like in the Art Scrolls where it's four volumes for each Masechta. So my Art Scroll app, by the way, when I was trying to prepare the daf on the plane yesterday, so I have an Art Scroll iPad that has the app, and it's missing Menachos Chav Gimel Amar Aleph and Menachos Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. And I said, so I went straight from Chav Beis and Beis to Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara didn't make any sense to me because I missed the whole Amud. And when we get to Amud Beis today, we'll see how hard it is to figure out Amud Beis without the bottom of Amud Aleph over here. It's nearly impossible. But okay, so the Itmar Hamala Ever She'en. What's the Machlokas and Maseches Vachim that may parallel this? Hamala Ever She'en Bo Kazayis Ve'etzem Ashlima LeKazayis. Let's say The halacha is about being mala b'chutz, that a person is chayv kares for bringing karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but only if you brought a kezayis. So let's say you bring to burn on the mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash an aver, a limb of an animal that is not a kezayis, but when you factor the bone in, it's mashlim to a kezayis, it makes it a kezayis. So there's less than a kezayis of basar, but basar and bone, like you go to a restaurant, you order a steak, and it tells you how many ounces the steak is, so it's important to know with the bone or without the bone, right? So does the bone count toward the cheshbon of a kezayis? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says the bone counts and therefore you're Chayiv, and Reish Lakish says no, your Pater, the bone doesn't count and therefore you were Mala Pachos Mikazayis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Chiburi Olin Ka'olin Tamu. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayiv because that which connects to the thing that you're burning on the Mizbeach is part of it. That which connects to it is not part of it, and therefore you're being mala less than a kezayis. The bone doesn't count, even though it's attached, even though the bone is connected. So don't you see, it's the same exact machlokas, whether chibure olin is ka'olin, whether that which is will be connected or is connected is considered part of it, or do we consider it separate? That's our shaila. When you took the kemitza and you squeezed some of the oil out, do we still view it as if it's part of one big kemitza? So says Gemara, no. Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan, Tibayil Reish Lakish. Our shaila is both within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Vachim and within the opinion of Reish Lakish. Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan, it's a shaila within Rabbi Yochanan who said that the bone counts as part of the it's connected to the basar, because that kal no kam Rabbi Yochanan asam el be'etzem demina de basar, who bone naturally and basar naturally grow together. They come from the same animal. It's therefore the same min. Aval hay de lav de min de komets hu lo. But oil and flour, that's an artificial chibur. The connection between oil and flour, there's nothing in the natural world that puts oil and flour together. It's that you decided to put oil and flour together. So maybe that's more separable, and that's considered not a single unit. Or maybe you could say in the opposite direction. Afil Reish Lakish, even Reish Lakish, who said that we view the bone as not being connected to the basar, lo ka amar ela be'etzem de bar mifrashu, that's only when it comes to a bone that it could be separated, vi parish lav mitzvah la'adure, and if it does separate, there's no requirement to put them back together, aval shemen to lav bar mifrashu, but the oil that goes on the carbon mincha is supposed to stay there, you're not supposed to separate it out, so maybe that's considered more of a chibur, odum loshna, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. So take it. The Gemara says we don't know. We leave this question unresolved. We cannot say necessarily that it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It could be that they both agree in one direction. It could be they both agree in the other direction. We don't have an answer. Okay, so now we move on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about three different types of cases of a tarovis, of a mixture of karbanos mincha. So case number one, shtei menachos shalom nikmitzu. You have two karbanos mincha where you had not yet taken the kemitza from them. It's what we're going to refer to later in the daf as tevel. Tevel is normally a terminology used when we talk about produce and grain and taking trumos and maestros. But a karban mincha, since there's a maisa you're supposed to do by being mafrish part of it with a kemitza, and then you're left with the shirayim, and you haven't yet done that, so we call it tevel, right? So you have two karbanos mincha shalom nikmetzu, two tevel karbanos mincha that v'nisarvu zubazu, that are mixed with one another. So what do you do now? Meaning, is there anything to do? So im yachal likmot mizo b'fnei atzma ksheiros. If you're able to take a kemitza from each one separately, it's going to be kasher. Meaning, how severe is this mixture? Sometimes you could have two karbanos mincha and you dump them both in the same kli and you mix it around. So there's no way of separating out and figuring out, which grains of flour are from the from this carbon mincha and which are from the other. But sometimes they'll just be side by side, and in the middle they're connected a little bit. So if you go all the way to one side, you know you're taking the kemitza from this carbon mincha. You go all the way to the other side, you know you're taking the kemitza from the other carbon mincha. So if you're able to do that, so then it's good. You could do that. You could take a kemitza from each carbon mincha off on the sides, and they're ksheros, vimlav psulos. But if they're totally mixed in, where it's it's not possible to take with confidence to take a kmitza from each korban mincha, then it's going to be possible. That's case number one. Case number two: kometz shenis arev b'mincha shelo nikmitza. Let's say you have a kometz of a korban mincha. You already took the kmitza of one korban mincha, and that kometz gets mixed in with another korban mincha that's still tevel, that nothing has happened to yet. Lo yaktir, you cannot be maktir that mixture. You're not allowed to burn that mixture because while the kmitza requires haktara, the tevel mincha does not require haktara yet. It never had a kmitza taken from it. V'im hiktir zushin nikmitza ol lebaim zushin. And if you did burn the mixture, sometimes people ask shailas at different stages, right? So sometimes they'll ask the shaila right away. There was a mixture. What do I do? So that's a great way to ask a shaila. So we'll tell them don't be maktirid. But sometimes they're just like, okay, I'm just going to burn it and I'll figure it out later. So they go and they burn it. Did I do the right thing? So no, you didn't do the right thing. But the mincha that you took the kometz from already, it counts, and you're yotzei that chiyuv. But the other carbon mincha, you're not yotzei. And then a third and final case in the Mishnah: nisariv komtza bishiyareha o bishiyareha shel chavirta. Let's say you have a kometz of a korban mincha that gets mixed in with a shirayim, either its own shirayim or the shirayim of a different korban mincha. So likewise, lo yaktir, you're not allowed to be maktir because shirayim, you're not supposed to be maktir. V'im hiktir, and if you were maktir that whole taroves, that whole mixture, then ola lebailim. Then it counts for the chiyuv of the person who had to bring that kometz. He's yotzei his chiyuv. As far as the shirayim is concerned, as long as the kometz of that mincha that was separated from that shirayim was burned separately, so that chiyuv also works. It's just the person never gets to eat his shirayim because it all got burnt on the mizbeach. So those are the three cases in the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, nevela betela b'shchuta she'ef shel shchuta shete asen. A very cryptic line over here that Rav Chisda says, and we're soon going to see that the machlokas that appears right here between Rav Chisda and we're going to see soon in a second, Rabbi Chanina, is really a machlokas within a particular shita in Tanaim. And it's not formulated in the most crystal clear way over here in the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. On Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a much clearer way of formulating what this machlokas is about. But let's do our best for right now. So Rav Chisda says, if a little bit of nevela gets mixed into a larger amount of shchuta, what's the difference between nevela and shchuta? Well, obviously nevela is not kosher. Shechted meat is kosher, but there are other nafkaminas in terms of tumah. Nevela of a behema is tame. A shechted behema is not tame. Meat from an animal can be mekabel tumah as ochel. Ochlin can be mekabel tumah if it touches something that is tame, but it's not automatically tame. A nevela is an av hatumah. If you go hunting and you shoot an animal, you kill it. That animal, that carcass, is an av hatumah. So for us, it doesn't matter. It's an av hatumah. You want to mount it on your wall because it's not gonna make an ounce of difference in your life. But once we have the Beis HaMikdash, it will make an ounce of difference in your life. Because then if you go petting it on the wall, on your wall, so you're not going to be allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to, right? There are limits when a person is tummy, eating truma and things like that. There's no Isra of Tumas Kohanim on a nevela. There's an Isra of Tumas Kohanim on a mace. Shakta told us that once Rav Salvechik was talking to his cousin, Professor Saul Lieberman from the Jewish Theological Seminary, and Professor Lieberman was an expert in Tosefta, but he was a genius. He was an expert in a lot of things. So one of the things he said to Rav Soloveitchik, he said, there's a shita in the Gaonim that one of the Gaonim says that a Kohen is not allowed to be metami to a nevela. So how do we explain that shita in Gaonim? It seems to be against, so many Gemaras. It seems to be against all of Shas. So Rav Soloveitchik's response was, my grandfather knew how to learn better than many of the Gaonim. Meaning that Gaon, Rav Shachter often points out, means that it's not like what we use the term Gaon to say that someone is a genius. The word Gaon meant that there was a yeshiva called Gaon Yaakov, and the Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov was called the Gaon. So sometimes Rosh Yeshiva are fundraisers, sometimes Rosh Yeshiva are Big Talmidei Chachamim, sometimes sometimes they're good at both, sometimes they're good at neither, right? So you have so some of the Gaonim were super duper geniuses and were fantastic and were, you know, Rav Haigo and Rav Achaigo and the famous ones, and some of them that were less famous, they were probably good fundraisers or maybe not, and they, you know, so sort of Soloveitchik wasn't impressed that a Gaon said that Kohen is not allowed to be the time between the veil. It's against the halacha. It's obviously it's against everything. But anyway, so Nevela has tumma. Shchuta does not have tumma. So a Nevela can become batel in a Shchuta. Why? Because the Shchuta can never turn into a Nevela. Once an animal is shechted, it can never become Nevela. It's too late. It's dead. It's shechted already. So it will never become a Nevela. It will never become become treif in that way. And that matters, apparently. Meaning the fact that the majority item, that the Mivatel, is something that cannot become like the Misbatel, means that it's considered Min B'She'eno Mino, and therefore can be the bittel can happen, but shchuta ain't a bittela b'nevela. A small amount of shchuta cannot become batel in a larger amount of nevela. Why not? She'efshal nevela she'tasa shchuta, because nevela can become shchuta. What do you mean nevela can become shchuta? If it's dead, you can't shechting. It's not going to help. No, it means l'chimisrucha parcha tumasa, that once a nevela rots, once a nevela spoils, it loses its status of nevela. Nevela ruy. Only nevela that's edible has a status of a nevela. So if you let it spoil, it will become shchuta, so to speak. And therefore, a shchuta cannot become batel in a nevela, because from the perspective of the mivatel, it's kind of a min bimino, since it's kind of a like kind. Because the nevela, while right now may not be the same as the shchuta, but it could halachically become the same as the shchuta, and we view that as if it's like a min bimino, and it's going to be and therefore it's not going to be able to become batel. So apparently Rav Chista is making a major assumption. He's making an assumption that the way we determine min bimino or min b'she'eno mino is not only about are these two things physically alike, it's about whether they are halachically alike. And he's being mechadesh that if one can become like the other, then that's considered halachically alike. And the third thing he's assuming is that which one becoming like the other matters. It's all about the mivatel and not the misbatel. Now, the Gemara doesn't say it in those terms over here in Amud Aleph, but Amud Beis will say it more in those terms. That the mivatel is what I look at. I look at the majority item. Can that become like the minority? If it can, then it's min bimino, and bittel does not happen. If it cannot, it's min b'she'eno mino, and bittel does happen. Rabbi Chanina Amar, kol she'efshal lios kamo eino batel. That anything that can become like the other thing cannot become batel. Meaning, Rabbi Chanina says, I accept your premise that min b'mino does not become batel. I accept your premise that we determine min b'mino based on its halachic status, and not only based on its halachic status of what is now, but what it can be. But here's where I disagree. I don't think we look at the mivatel. I think we look at the misbatel. I don't think when determining whether it's min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino, we don't look at the majority item, which is going to be doing the bittel. We look at the minority item, which is going to be becoming batel. So that's the machlokas between Rav Chista and who is it? Rav Chanina. So v'kol she'ef shel lios kamo batel. And whenever the minority item cannot become like the majority item, then it's considered min b'she'eno mino and it's batel. So says Ma'ali b'tam. Which shita in Tanaim from yesterday's daf are we assuming like? If we're assuming like the Rabbanan, ha'amri olin hudalam vati adad yav min b'mino batel. The Rabbanan don't even talk this language. The Rabbanan aren't concerned about min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. That doesn't mean anything to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino, all of it is subject to bittel. It's only two things that are both supposed to go on the mizbeach are not subject to bittel. That's what the Rabbanan learned from the Dama Par and Dama Sa'ir. Not being mevatel each other, it's because they both belong on the mizbeach that they're not mevatel each other. And ialibid Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're working within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that min bimino does not become batel, v'Rabbi Yehuda basar chazusa azil. But wait, Rabbi Yehuda determined what's called min bimino based on its physical characteristics, not based on its halachic characteristics. Vidi vidi min bimino hu. So I don't care whether it's nevela and shchuta or shchuta and nevela. Which one's the majority? Which one's the minority? They're both meat, and if they're both meat, that's min bimino. Will never become batel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ella alibid Rabbi Chiya. This machlokas Rav Chisra and Rabbi Chanina is within a third sheet in Tanaim, the sheet of Rabbi Chiya. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, Nevela u'shchuta betela zubazu, that Rabbi Chiya taught Nevela and Shchuta can become batal with one another. But Rabbi Chiya, and what he means by that is that it has the potential to become batal, but will not always be batal. So Rabbi Chiya libidaman, who's Rabbi Chiya assuming like in terms of, does Rabbi Chiya think min bimino matters or not? If Rabbi Chiya is assuming like the Rabbanan that min bimino is a non-issue, ha'amri olenu t'lom vati adadia min bimino batal. Well, according to the Rabbanan, min bimino is always going to be batal, so it shouldn't make a difference whether this is min bimino or not. Via libid Rabbi Yehuda, and if Rabbi Chiya is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, call min bimino the Rabbi Yehuda lo batal. Anytime you have min bimino, it's not going to be batal. I don't care if it's nevela or shchuta or what. If it's two pieces of meat, they're never going to be batel. So says Gemara, Li'olam alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chiya assumes, like Rabbi Yehuda, that he speaks the language of min bimino, meaning he thinks that min bimino is a reason to say that something is not going to become batel. However, he refines the definition of mino. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, how do I know if two things are alike kind or not? Are they physically the same item? If this one is meat and that one's meat, I don't care what their halachic status is. This one's meat, that one's meat. That's called min bimino. But ki kamer Rabbi Yehuda min bimino lo batal hanimili de'efshalei lemahavei kavasei. Comes along Rabbi Chiya and he says, I'm going to further refine Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That when does Rabbi Yehuda say min bimino is not batal? That's only when one can become like the other. Aval hecha de lo'efshalei. But if they're so different from one another halachically that one cannot become like the other, batel, then you'll have bittel even on a min bimino case. So what Rabbi Chiya is doing is he's introducing us to a nuance within Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We learned yesterday Rabbi Yehuda's min bimino is not batel, and we just like took it as a given that that's the rule. Min bimino is not batel. Comes along Rabbi Chiya and he says, generally speaking, it's not batel. But if they are so different from one another halachically that they can never resemble, they never will resemble each other halachically, we call that min b'she'eino mino. We don't call that min b'mino. That's Rabbi Chiya's chiddush within Rabbi Yehuda. And then we have machlokas, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Chanina. What do you mean? It can become like the other halachically. The mivatel can become like the misbatel, or the misbatel can become like the mivatel. Ubaha kamiflagi. And that's the machlokas. Rav Chisda savar basar mivatel azlinan. Rav Chisda says, I look at the mivatel. Can the mivatel, the majority item, become like the minority item? Rav Chisda savar basar batel azlinan. I look at the thing that's becoming batel. Can the minority item become like the majority item? So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring rayas. Who's right? Do I look at the majority item which is doing the bittel, or the minority item which is becoming batel? So four rayas, the first three of which are all from our Mishnah. So tonight we had three cases in our Mishnah. That's why I kept on emphasizing there are three cases, because all three rayas are the three cases in our Mishnah. Tanan, raya number one. Shtei menachos shelo nikmetzu. You have two karbanos mincha that are both tevel. They were never had a kmitza taken from them. V'nisar v'zu b'zu. And they get mixed with one another. Im yachal likmots mizubif ne'atzma, mizubif ne'atzma, ksheros v'imlav psula. So we said in our Mishnah that if you're able to take the kmitza confidently from each one separately, you go to the extreme sides of the kli where they're not mixing together, so then it's a kasher kmitza and both karbanos are kasher. Otherwise, they're pasul. V'ahacha, kivin dekamtz le'michada, idach havelei shirayim. Wait a second. You can't take the kmitza simultaneously because you only have one right hand. You're supposed to do kmitza with your right hand. So the kmitza, you have two karbanos mincha that are in the same kli. So you go to this side of the kli and you take a kmitza from that karban mincha, the karban mincha that's on your right side of the kli. Now what do you have? Freeze the frame right there. What do you have? Now you have shirayim mixed with a fully tevel karban mincha, right? So what happens now? Havale shirayim, I'm sorry, kiven dekametz le'michada, ida havale shirayim, since you took kmitza from one of them, the rest of that one is shirayim, v'lo kamivatli shirayim letivla, and apparently I'm still allowed to take the kmitza from the other. We don't say that the shirayim of karban mincha number one is being mevatel some of the tevel of karban mincha number two. Well, why not? Why isn't it being mevatel some of of the Tevel of Karban Mincha number 2. Lomani I Rabbanan Hamri Olin Hudlam Vatli Adadi Hamin Bemino Batel. According to the Rabbanan, it should absolutely be Batel because it's Min Bemino, and the Rabbanan don't care about Min Bemino. So Bittel should work. So where they are meeting in where the Shirayim is meeting the Tevel, at least parts of that Tevel should become Batel in the Shirayim, which means that your Tevel is no longer a full Karban Mincha that you could take a Kemitza from. So Lepshita Rabbi Yehuda, we must be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's Min Bemino, it cannot become Batel. And therefore, there's no Bittel over here because this is full legitimate Min Bemino. Well, Bishlam Lamandi Amar Basar Batel Azinan, Batel Havei Kemevatel. Over here, it's real full legitimate Min Bemino because the thing that is being Batel can become like the thing that is doing the bittel, meaning it's the shirayim that's being mevatel the tevel. The tevel can become shirayim. How does the tevel become shirayim? You take a kmitza out of it, and then the rest of it becomes shirayim. The shirayim can never become tevel. So if you're going to tell me that I look at the item that's becoming batel, so that makes a lot of sense, that this is considered min bemino. Because once you take the kmitza from the other one, it will become shirayim, kihani, like the original one. But if what I'm looking at is the mevatel shirayim mikavu tivla, can the shirayim ever become tevel? That can never happen. Shirayim can never become tevel. So therefore, it should be considered min b'she'eno mino, and therefore there should be bittel over here. So lema delok Rabbi Chiya. So apparently, the first halach in our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chiya. So answers the Gemara, no. Hasam k'drabi zera. The case in our Mishnah is an exception to the general rules of Bittel, because we're assuming like the teaching of Rabbi Zeira. Dam Rabbi Zeira, Nemra Haktara B'Kometz, V'Nemra Haktara B'Shirayim. That the Torah uses the term Haktara by the Kemitza, when it tells me that you're supposed to burn a Kemitza, and it uses the term Haktara in the context of Shirayim, when it tells me that there are certain things you're not allowed to burn. That you're not allowed to burn, Dvash and other things. And one of the things, you're not allowed to burn a Kometz. So, you're not allowed to burn Shirayim, rather. So mahak tara amur b'kometz ena kometz mevatel es chavero. Just like, so we make a gzera shava between the two. Just like by a kometz, one kometz cannot be mevatel another kometz, because that's absolutely min bemino. So too, shirayim cannot be mevatel the kometz. So even though by all the rules of bittel of what's mevatel something else, it should have been able to be mevatel, but over here it's not going to be able to be mevatel because it's a special gezeres hakasav, and that's why we don't have a good raya from case number 1 of the Mishnah. Okay, raya from case number 2 of the Mishnah. Tashma hakometz shenisariv b'mincha shalom nikmitza. You have kmitza of one Karban Mincha that gets mixed in with a Tevel, with a Karban Mincha that had no Kemitza. Lo Yaktir, do not burn it all in the Mizbeach. Vim Hiktir, and if you're Maktir, that entire Tarovus on the Mizbeach, Zush Nikmitza Alo Lebailim, the one that you took the Kemitza from counts. Vizush Lo Nikmitza Lo Alo Lebailim, and the one that you never took for the Kemitza from does not count for the Bailim. Velo Kamavdile Tivlo Le Kometz. But apparently, the Tevel Karban Mincha is not Mevatel the Kometz. Why isn't it Mevatel the Kometz? Apparently, it's because it's min bemino in the fullest sense. Well, money, I Rabbanan Amri Olin Udlam Vati Adadi Min Bemino Batel. According to the Rabbanan, that sentence doesn't make any sense because they don't care if it's min bemino. It should always be batel. So obviously, this is not assuming like the Rabbanan. El Pshita Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that the reason it's not batel is on account of it being min bemino, assumes that we're talking the language of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Bishlam Alamandi Amr Basar Mevatel Azlinan, I understand very well if you're going to look at the Mevatel, whether the mevatel can ever become like the batel, mevatel havika batel. In this case, the mevatel can become like the batel, because what is it a combination of? A kometz and tevel. The kol porta chazi lemikmatz minei. Any part of this tevel might be the kometz one day. Meaning, when you have a karban mincha that you haven't yet taken kometz from, so any part of it might be the part that you're going to take kometz from, and therefore vavile minu mino or min bemino lo batel. And therefore, that makes it min bemino, and min bemino does not have bittel. Elamad yam rabasur batel azlinan. But if you assume that we follow the batel, the item that becomes batel, Kometz Mikavi Tivla? Can the Kometz ever become Tevel? That would never happen. It's already a Kometz. So therefore, this should have been considered Min Bishe Eino Mino, and therefore Bittel should have happened. So therefore, you should not be Yotze when you burn the whole thing. So Lema Delok Rabbi Chia. So apparently, this is against Rabbi Chia. So answers the Gemara, same answer. Hanami Kid Rabbi Zeira. We're assuming, like Rabbi Zeira, that even though you're right, by the basic laws of Bittel, there should have been Bittel over here, but we have a special Gzeres HaKasuv based on the Gzeres Shava of Haktara Haktara that tells me that Shirayim and Kometz, or for that matter, Tevel and Kometz, are not Mevatel one another. So there is no Bittel in this case. Do we go all the way to 8?
Okay, so
should
I start at 8 o'clock?
All of us here, except for Mo, right? Everybody else went to the 6:30. We'll try it. It's up to you. You have to go to the other.
I got to go to the other. Okay, we'll quickly read the last one, the third one. Tashima, the third case. Nisariv komtu b'shirayim shel chaverta. The kometz gets mixed in with its own shirayim or someone else or another korban minchas shirayim. Lo yaktir. You're not supposed to be maktirit. V'im hiktir, also the bailim. And if you are maktirit, it counts as a yotze yichiv. But over here, the mevatel is not like the batel. And the shirayim is not mevatel the kometz. So money, irabanan. So we go through the same line of questioning again. That if you're assuming like the rabbanan, then min bimino doesn't matter. And if you so the Gemara's answer is going to be the same again. That we're assuming like Rabbi Zeira. That the reason there's no bittel over here is because there's a special gzeres hakasuv. Except this is where Rabbi Zeira originally said it, that Amar Rabbi Zeira, Nemra Aktara b'Kometz, v'Nemra Aktara b'Shirayim, that Aktara appears by Kometz and by Shirayim, as far as Nisra Aktara, Ma Aktara Amuru b'Kometz, in Kometz Mevatel Eschavero, just like by a Kometz, one Kometz is not Mevatel the other, Af Aktara Amuru b'Shirayim, and Shirayim Mevatel Mesa Kometz, so too the Aktara that it says by Shirayim, the Shirayim is not going to be Mevatel the Kometz. So the last Raya, I guess you can save till tomorrow, that's the easier one, so then it gets easier after here. All right. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Sure. Thank you. Sure. Thank you.